Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Visitation will be held today in Bridgeport for Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer. The man charged with murdering Bauer has been ordered held without bail. Prosecutors say Shamari Leggett is a four-time felon who shot the commander several times outside the Thompson Center on Tuesday. Students from Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida chanted "No more guns" last night during a vigil for the 17 kids and adults killed in a mass shooting this week. President Trump is to visit the area today. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo graduated from the Florida high school. He left spring training with manager Joe Maddon's blessing to attend the vigil and offer support. The White House is warning Russia there will be consequences for a massive cyber attack last year. NotPetya disrupted companies across Europe, Asia, and the Americas. CNN reports former Trump campaign advisor Rick Gates is finalizing a plea agreement with special counsel Robert Mueller. NBC News reports former White House strategist Steve Bannon has been interviewed by Mueller multiple times in the last week. At the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, in the women's slalom, Sweden's Frida Hansdotter's won gold. American skier Michaela Schifrin finished fourth. Super Dario, Switzerland's Dario Colonia, has become the first cross-country skier to win three gold medals in the same event, the 15-kilometer freestyle. Pita Taufatafua finished 114th in a field of 119. But we will all remember Pita for his real gold medal performance, leading the Tonga delegation in the opening ceremonies, shirtless and gleaming. It's 7:03 on XRT.
I need to find out what he did to make his body so gleaming. You know, what kind of...
There are products.
What kind of body oil he slathered on his bare naked chest
he
to make himself so shiny.
He may just be a natural star.
Yeah. I just think we'd all look a little bit better with the right... body lotion.
You know, leave it to the professional amateurs.
Okay,
Lynn.
Thank you,
please.
Mary. Good advice.
The Blackhawks lost to the Ducks 3-2 at the UC. Anton Forsberg gave up 3 goals and 32 shots. That's 8 losses in a row for the Blackhawks. Partly sunny today, high in the low 30s. Clear skies tonight, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, chance of light snow and light rain in the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. It's 33 degrees at the lake, 34 at Midway, and 32 degrees at O'Hare.
A wonderful song from one of our Friday feature artists is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.